An area of research that's rapidly developed over recent years centres around the idea that exercise can improve the treatment and outcomes of people who are diagnosed with cancer. Dr. Catherine Granger is one of the ABC's top five scientists who've been learning the art of broadcasting with us over the last few weeks. Catherine is herself a senior lecturer and a research physiotherapist investigating exercise and cancer at the University of Melbourne and the Royal Melbourne Hospital, and she's put together this piece for the Health Report.
6 months ago, Michael was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a type of blood cancer. So far, he's been through chemotherapy and a bone marrow transplant. But he's also been coming into the hospital gym to exercise.
From the outset of being diagnosed, basically having sessions every week, sometimes twice a week, and also a follow-up program to do at home.
Michael was prescribed this exercise as part of his treatment, which came as a bit of a surprise.
It was, in a way, because I was thinking, gosh, does that mean that this is a very gruelling procedure that I'm going to go through, the treatment for my myeloma? But later on, I asked them more about it, and they said, effectively, this means that you recover faster. It's not a question of survival or not survival, it's a question of speed of recovery. And that studies have shown, apparently, that if you're in better shape, that you get better and you recover from the treatment more quickly. From a psychological point of view, I think it was really beneficial. I think it gave me a sense of having some control over the whole process. But I certainly felt that I was improving my fitness, and I think psychologically it was doing good as well. Now, post the transplant, I have some nausea, but actually exercise helps with that. That makes me want to exercise more to help deal with the feelings of nausea from the chemo.
Our understanding of the role of exercise in cancer management progressed rapidly. The first study only came out in 1988. As a physiotherapist, I work with people before, during and after their cancer treatment. Physios prescribe a combination of cardio and strengthening exercises, individualised to the person depending on their health condition. We now have high-level clinical trial evidence that exercise is safe and beneficial. It's associated with improvements in fitness, muscle strength, quality of life, and reduced symptoms. But data around whether it has an impact on cancer survival is still unclear. Dr. Diana Adams, a medical oncologist at MacArthur Cancer Therapy Centre and the co-founder of Avexia Care, says exercise can be beneficial for people with cancer.
In all cancer types, there is a benefit to exercise. We now know that exercise can actually mitigate some of the side effects of therapy and can actually improve the quality of life for those patients both during and after therapy. In addition, it is possible for some cancers it may actually improve their chances of the cancer not returning. So we know that exercise can actually improve the patient's fatigue through therapy. It's likely to actually improve the chance of them completing their therapy. So the medicines we give to treat cancer can increase the chance of side effects and fatigue, and exercise can ameliorate these side effects. We know that it is safe, it's been proven in clinical trials, with actually quite significant volumes and intensities of exercise. A classic example would be prostate cancer, where we suppress testosterone, and we know that testosterone is important for muscle mass. So by using exercise, we can counteract some of the effects of that muscle loss through a tailored program. I think as soon as you've been unfortunately given a diagnosis of cancer, I think it's time to ask your doctor, is it safe for me to get fitter either before my operation or even before the start of my treatment? We're moving into an era where treatments are sometimes given before surgery, and there is recommendations to actually exercise so that you can get through your surgery fitter.
For people undergoing chemotherapy or radiation therapy who are on an exercise program, does that have any impact on the amount of medical treatment that they can receive? For example, the dose that they may be able to undertake?
Absolutely. There was a study, which is actually amazing, that's 15 years ago, that actually demonstrated that if you exercise, you are more likely to be able to adhere and receive your medication. There's a magic figure of about 85% of the amount of drugs that are needed, say, for breast cancer to achieve the benefits that we see. And we know that those patients who exercised in that randomized controlled study, that the ones that exercised actually received more dose, which is ultimately what we would like to improve the chances of them being cured with their cancer.
There are promising links between exercise and survival in breast, bowel, and prostate cancer. But these results are mainly from large population studies rather than controlled trials. Whether you can start exercising and improve your survival is still unknown, but we're researching that right now. We also don't really understand the mechanisms behind the benefits we see. It looks like exercise may change inflammation, cancer growth, and cancer recurrence.
Once you've had a diagnosis of cancer, we know that for some cancers, through observational studies, we can reduce the risk of the cancer coming back. Those studies are only observational studies, but we are now looking through randomized control trials to see whether this is a true effect and to see the magnitude of the effect. We believe that it is likely to reduce the risk of these cancers returning in the region of about 30%.
And then what about after finishing treatment? Is there any benefit for people to continue exercising once the cancer's either been cured or they've completely finished their medical treatment regime?
Absolutely. This is meant to be, in inverted commas, a marathon. This is not a sprint. This is not just exercise during your treatment. This is hopefully something that you can continue throughout your life. We actually know that more women these days are cured of their breast cancer and actually are at more risk of cardiovascular disease. And therefore, it's really important that we take through life-changing diagnoses such as cancer and provide that teachable moment to improve their education and look after their health.
And many people anecdotally report that exercise has helped them fight off cancer. Glenn was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago.
I woke one Saturday morning and my wife said, "You are jaundiced." She's a physician. It was a rare cholangiocarcinoma of the bile duct.
He had major surgery and then 6 months of chemotherapy.
My body felt perhaps not as badly as my mind felt. I immediately felt a loss of control. My in-hospital physio had me out of intensive care and walking, I think, on the second day. So I was in her hands, and that was at least something I could do.
And what did you think at that point of being told that it's important to exercise now? What thoughts were going through your mind?
The first was that this is good because it gives me some control over my destiny. So I was really pleased that I had now some, I feel like, scientifically evidence-based reason for doing exercise. Because I'd had a huge scar on my abdomen, I was somewhat limited in terms of what I could do, and you know, having physiotherapy guidance at that time, assessing what I was capable of doing was helpful in guiding me towards a regular routine.
Tell me about the difficult days, the days that were really hard to keep up the motivation to exercise.
Well, it was easier in the beginning because I was determined to follow instructions. But as the chemotherapy took hold, the impact of that on my general sense of energy and well-being was negative, and I felt I was sort of eroding away in terms of my energy. The fourth to the 6 months were hardest. I did structure what I did in terms of exercise because I knew if I'd left it floating, then I wouldn't do it. My daughter started schoolgirl rowing, and so I determined that I was the one that would get up in the morning and take her. So I'd drop her off at the Yarra 3 or 4 mornings a week and walk around the tan. And that was my 25-35 minute exercise. And really from that time I started exercise in that chemotherapy period to this day, I could put my hand on heart and say I've done 10,000 steps a day on average for those 5 years.
We can't attribute his great outcome just to exercise. Exercise, like all aspects, is just one part of the care package. Mai Krishnasamy is a professor of cancer nursing from the University of Melbourne.
There are some problems that are common to people irrespective of the kinds of treatments that they have. So we know that people experience high levels of fatigue or abnormal tiredness, if you like, the sort of tiredness that makes them feel that, you know, continuing on with treatment and things that are important to them day to day can be quite challenging. People, it's anywhere between 40 to 90% of patients will experience some level of unusual tiredness along their cancer journey.
And is this fatigue worsened by exercise?
Oh, absolutely not. I think we have come a long way in our thinking about encouraging patients with cancer to rest. Yes, of course, people need to rest. But what we've learned is that if we encourage people to do very little, they actually experience more fatigue than if they exercise. And we now have a very large and growing body of evidence from across the world that shows that exercise can be incredibly important in managing, reducing, and overcoming the fatigue that people experience as a consequence of their cancer or its treatment. We're seeing more and more that with the evidence that's being generated, that patients tell us whether they've got early stage disease or in fact more advanced disease, that once they engage with exercise, they have higher levels of energy, they experience less pain, less nausea, less problems with constipation, a better quality of life, they feel less anxious. We know people have lower levels or are less likely to experience depression. But what's really interesting is that we're also seeing evidence that there may be less chance of people's cancer coming back, that there's less risk of cancer recurrence, and that actually for some people, there is a lower risk of them actually dying from their cancer if they've taken part in structured and personalised exercise programmes.
For Michael, there's a long road ahead to battle his cancer, but he's optimistic and he's exercising to get the benefits.
For the next couple of weeks, I'll be in the ward here and making use of the exercise bike and possibly going down and joining an exercise class down in the gym here in the hospital. Then in about 2 weeks, hopefully I'll be going home and continuing walking by the beach and getting fresh air. What I'd really like to do is to get back to swimming again.
So if you or somebody you know has cancer, exercise is worth considering. Speak to your doctor about how and where to find support.
Dr. Catherine Granger with that report, and she was one of the ABC's top five scientists for 2018. And you're listening to The Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.